Welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. We welcome back to the show our friend Bill English, who is the founder of BibleandBusiness.com. And Bill, I understand you have a new title to tell us about today. What's that?
Yeah, actually I do. I've just joined a group here in Minneapolis, St. Paul called the Platinum Group. I'm an associate with them. And they are a business consulting firm that adds value at all phases of the business process. So we do turnarounds, we do owner transitions, we do growth strategies, and we help companies, whatever their next step is, we help them get there. And we also have value. Now, I'm still at MindSharp.
Okay.
I'm still doing that.
CEO of MindSharp, yes.
Yeah, but MindSharp is in a place where I'm feeling free to step away and do a few other things. So I'll still be working at MindSharp, still be teaching SharePoint and that kind of thing. But I have an opportunity here to do some other interesting things with my life. And so I'm very thankful to the guys at the Platinum Group for letting me come on board and to get going in the area of business consulting, which really is right up my alley with this Bible and business.
Well, congratulations on that. It seems like you're living the dream, as people say, right?
Well, I don't know if I'm living a dream. Sometimes I think people think I'm in a dream.
Yeah, right.
All the time.
Well, and that leads into our topic for today, too, obviously. You're talking about today, you know, how people, a lot of people, I think, more than we realize, are dealing with the death of a dream. They think their ship has sailed and there's no achieving it.
Yeah, it's, you know, Ted, it is just so true. Entrepreneurs especially, you know, I was talking with a good friend of mine who's in ministry, who's an entrepreneur, and he and I both are like this. We can see into the future, and we can see it, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. We can see it, and therefore we think we ought to go after it. And it's so easy for entrepreneurs to have so many dreams about the future. And in business terms, sometimes we call this, you know, a lot of creative innovations. But sometimes God comes along and he says to us in our dreams, you know, that's not the dream I have for you. Hmm. And that's tough. That's really tough for an entrepreneur, business owner who is wired to go after the what if. What if we did this? Wouldn't that be cool if we accomplished that? And, you know, and I'm like that. And my wife has rode the roller coaster with me, so to speak, on that. But I like to look at Hannah in 1 Samuel 1, where she had a dream of being a mother. And in order for God to give her a greater dream, he had to lead her through a place where her original dream of just being a mom and raising a family, that dream had to completely die. It had to completely go away in order for God to be able to give her an even greater dream of mothering one of the greatest prophets and leaders that Israel ever saw. And so my encouragement out to business owners out there is to take a look, go read 1 Samuel 1, and put yourself in Hannah's place. And you have been working hard. You have been pining away, so to speak, at a particular dream in business. And it just seems like you're beating at the air or you're just hitting your head against the wall all the time. It may be that God is trying to reach you and get you to the point where you surrender and you say, okay, God, what's your agenda for me? What should my dream be? Rather than in your entrepreneurial spirit, you're saying, oh, boy, I can see this thing out there and I just want to go after it. Well, maybe that's not what God has for you.
That's very helpful, I think, for a lot of people that may be spiraling down in depression because of this. This might help that stop and to just kind of reset and reassess what God may have for them.
And it's just not business owners, by the way. It is people in general. Many, many people have dreams of what they hope to be or what they hope to do or what they hope to accomplish. And look, Proverbs is clear. Without a dream, without a vision, the people perish, right? Mm-hmm. We're wired to be looking towards the future and saying, well, what are we going to do and how are we going to do it and what can we accomplish and that kind of thing. But God is going to sometimes come along and change our dreams. Mm-hmm. So
good encouragement today. Good reminder for us all today, I think. And again, congratulations on your new position.
Hey,
associate with the Platinum Group.
Yeah, the Platinum Group. Yeah, I'm happy.
Keep living the dream.
I will.
Sounds good. We look forward to next week. Bill English, again, our guest here on Faith Radio Mornings. Check him out at BibleInBusiness.com.